This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa separately meet the World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. President and Prime Minister applaud WHO's role in battling COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. Congressional delegation in Kathmandu to discuss bilateral relations, climate change and invasion of Ukraine. CPNUML unveils election manifesto targeting local level elections. And Ukraine's deputy prime minister says evacuation in Mariupol possible only with the help of the United Nations. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari met the WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus at Sital Niwas yesterday. During the meeting held at the office of the President, President Bhandari thanked the WHO for evenly distributing vaccines against COVID-19 to all countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to President Bhandari's press advisor, WHO Director Dr. Tedros commended Nepal's success in vaccinating people against COVID-19. Likewise, Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa met the visiting WHO Director General Dr. Tedros yesterday itself. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the Prime Minister applauded the WHO's leading role during COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Dewa also expressed gratitude to the WHO for its support for Nepal to combat the COVID-19 by supplying vaccines. Similarly, Director General Dr. Tedros appreciated the Nepal government's strategy for controlling and preventing COVID-19. The WHO chief and his delegation arrived in Nepal on Thursday on a 3-day official visit to Nepal at the invitation of Health Minister Birod Khatiola. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has urged all to bolster pharmaceutical sector without compromising in quality. Inaugurating the Nepal Pharma Expo 2022 in Chitwan yesterday, the President stressed pharmaceutical companies to be sensible as the production of the medicine had multidimensional impacts. A United States high-ranking congressional delegation arrived in Kathmandu yesterday for an official visit to Nepal as part of the ongoing bilateral partnership between Nepal and the U.S. Issuing a press note, the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu confirmed the arrival of U.S. leaders coinciding with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of U.S.-Nepal diplomatic ties. The delegation led by Senator Christine Gillibrand includes Senators Sheldon Whitehouse, Cory Booker, Mark Kelly and Representative Mondrian Jones. The group of lawmakers have focused their visit in learning about the impacts of climate change in the Himalayan region. The delegation led by Senator Christine Gillibrand will meet Prime Minister Sharbadur Dewa and other government officials and political leaders and discuss a range of issues. According to the U.S. Embassy Nepal, the visit is a part of a longer trip by the delegation which has included visiting Poland in order to learn how the U.S. can continue to support Ukraine and NATO allies against Russia's war on Ukraine. Nepal has joined the majority of countries in condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The newly appointed ambassador of Estonia to Nepal, Katrin Kivi, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampa Busal, yesterday. During the meeting held at the ministry, they discussed various issues of mutual interest and relations. On the occasion, Minister Busal stressed the need of promoting the arrival of tourists for further expansion of relations between the two countries at people's level. Ambassador Kivi mentioned that Estonia could collaborate with Nepal on various issues including e-commerce and cyber security. Nepal has witnessed an increase in export by 69.44% in the last 9 months of the current fiscal year 2021-22 as compared to corresponding period in the last year. According to statistics unveiled by the Department of Customs, the export of domestic products since mid-July 2021 to mid-April was recorded at over 160.57 billion rupees. Similarly, the import has also witnessed increase by 31.97% in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. Likewise, trade deficit went up by 28.47% at over 1,450 billion rupees during the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. More than 50% voting centres of Madhya Province have been included in the most sensitive list. The Election Commission has kept 1,063 voting centres of Madhya Province at the most sensitive list by reviewing the security challenges. 8 districts of the province share border with India. The Deputy Inspector General of Police of Madhya Province Police Office in Janakpur Dham, Umesh Ranjitkar, said a security arrangement had been made at these voting centres considering the local level election scheduled for May 13. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has said there will be no change in the updated voter list before the local level elections. Issuing a statement yesterday, Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudal said the voter list would not be edited. He said even after the final publication of the voters list, applications had been filed, seeking relocation and editing the names on the list. Then he clarified that as per the election law, such changes in voters' list was not possible as the final list had been announced. The main opposition party, CPNUML, has unveiled its election manifesto targeting the upcoming local-level elections. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli made the election manifesto public yesterday amid a program organized in Kathmandu on the occasion of the 74th establishment anniversary of the Nepal Communist Party. Senior vice chair of the party, Ishwar Pokhrel, said the election commitments had also been made from all the 753 local levels across the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister has said that the evacuation of about 100,000 people trapped in Mariupol will only succeed with the help of the United Nations. Irina Vereshchuk told the BBC that the UN needed to become involved in arranging humanitarian corridors, saying it was the only organization with the capacity and the strength to prevent death, but was so far only observing events. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday. Speaking before the visit was announced, the Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister said evacuation was only possible with the assistance of the United Nations. The Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister said the Ukrainian fighters in the besieged Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol would not surrender and would be fighting until the end. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said India has agreed a massive push towards striking a post-Brexit trade deal with the United Kingdom. After meeting his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in Delhi, the British Prime Minister vowed to get an arrangement done by Diwali in late October. Ahead of fresh negotiations next week, he said a deal could take UK-India trade to a whole new level. Experts say any arrangement with India this year is likely to be a precursor to a full agreement, with talks still relatively at an early stage. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, maximum temperature was 30 degrees Celsius and minimum was 17.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Shahbhadra Dewa separately meet the World Health Organization's Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. President and Prime Minister applaud WHO's role in battling COVID-19 pandemic. US congressional delegation in Kathmandu to discuss bilateral relations, climate change and invasion of Ukraine. CPN-UML unveils election manifesto targeting local-level elections. And Ukraine's deputy prime minister says evacuation in Mariupol possible only with the help of United Nations. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.